Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Oh, boy. Plantation Course was absolutely fabulous last week. And this week, Sony Open in Hawaii, the Waialae Country Club, is looking pretty fabulous as well with all the rain we're getting. A good morning from Hawaii. It's Saturday, January 15th. And welcome into the clubhouse. Of course, we're streaming live around the world. And you just go to radiogolfclub.com if you want to listen on your device. If you're not close to a radio, we're also podcast, and you can get your podcast of the Golf Club anywhere you get your podcast, Audio Boom, or you could go to radiogolfclub.com and get the podcast there as well. So it's a Sony Open in Hawaii show, and Mark Rolfing, analyst and on-course reporter from Golf Channel, NBC Sports, will be with us. Sid Okino, professional at Pearl Country Club. She's the head professional. Casey Nakama, Golf Development Center instructor as well, also held at Pearl Country Club. Kevin Carl, head professional, Waialae Country Club. David Havens, PGA founder, Spare for Change. He's the president of the Aloha Section PGA. And Zhang Langyi, putt doctor, certified instructor. He'll be with us too, as well as Bob Bupka, the voice of golf, Talk Sport, and host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Talk Sport is in the UK. So we're going to thank the people who make this show possible after we tell you that while we were sleeping, there was a huge underwater volcanic explosion off the coast of Tonga. And the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says no tsunami is expected. However, sea level changes and strong currents are possible along Hawaii coasts. And we're urged to stay off the beaches and out of the water because there could be those sea level changes expected. It's still in effect, that advisory, even though if there had been a wave, it would have been, or the sea level changes would have been about 1 a.m., but you never know. It's Mother Nature. So just this eruption in Tonga did trigger tsunami waves there. We don't know if anything was damaged. So we're going to thank the people who make this show possible and get straight into the show with Mark Rolfing. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store, and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring in Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Welcome into the clubhouse. What did you think when you heard that tsunami advisory, Mark?
I thought about a missile alert. How long ago was it, Danielle?
Aren't 4 years.
Celebrating an anniversary. I got the heebie-jeebies, actually.
That's exactly what I thought. It's like, wait a second. Tell me this. Just sea level changes and some, all right, we can deal with that. You know, it was just, that's just amazing. But at Waialae Country Club, tell me, we had a lot of rain last night. How's the course looking?
You know, it's just the sun is only coming up now. It looks pretty good, but, you know, once again, like we saw at Kapalua, we're going to have a windless day with soft greens. And, you know, when that happens, the scoring is just insanely low. The only defense against the best players in the world, like we have here, really is wind. And without wind, I don't care whether it's the Plantation course or Waialae or any other course in Hawaii, there is no defense. You know, we're breaking records again. My heavens, the cut was 5 under par, the lowest it's been in years here at Waialae. 15 under par is leading, you know, after two rounds. And I don't care how rough, how high the rough is, it's very high out here. But if there's no wind and the greens are soft, guys are going to shoot low. That's all there is.
You know, I shoot low. Let me just... Peter Jung, who went to Maryknoll High School and now is at the University of Washington, he's an amateur, shot 72 and a 65. He was 3 under and did not make the cut because the cut was 5 under. So, you know, what did you say earlier when just before the show? You'd have, if you shot a 68, you still wouldn't have made the cut?
Yeah, you wouldn't get a tee time, you know, for the weekend if you shot 68. That is just incredible to me. And for everybody out there listening that may be a young, good, up-and-coming man player, you know, just take a look at this and you can realize how hard it is to make a living playing golf in today's world. I mean, these guys are really, really good. 4 under par misses the cut. That is just, that's impossible for me to comprehend.
Yes, I heard that. But Russell Henley, our champion from 2013. Do you remember him in the media center? He was like, I felt like a high school teenager. He looks so young.
He's a young-looking guy. He plays a very young game still, Danielle. He's a really streaky kind of a player, Russell is, and he loves Wiley. He's a great fit for this place because he's a good putter. And particularly, he holds a lot of long putts. He reminds me a little bit of Kevin Kisner in that regard. But Henley's one of those guys that can just sort of disappear for a while. You know, he'll play great. He'll win a tournament. He'll be up there for a couple of weeks. And then Russell Henley goes away. I'm not really sure. There's very few players that I can't pinpoint what really goes wrong. But when things go wrong for Russell Henley, I'm not really sure what it is. But we don't see him for a while, and then all of a sudden he's back.
Yeah. I've noticed the same thing, and you talk about long putts. I don't know if it was a 29-footer or a 30-footer. That was an eagle putt at the Sony to finish his round two at 7-under 63 after a 62. That's very unusual to have such a great, you know, 62, 63, and I think that's what he did in 2013. He had one great round after another.
Yeah, what he does, Danielle, is he plays that ninth hole and 18th holes really well. And if you think about it, if you want a formula for, you know, making really low scores here at Wiley, all you really have to do is keep your fives off the card. You want to make all fours and threes. There's only 2 par 5s anyway. Henley eagled both of them yesterday. So you could make 16 pars, but if you could somehow figure out how to make an eagle three at both 9 and 18, you've got a round of 66. And he just feasts on those 2 par 5s, 9 and 18.
That's wonderful. And then there are in second, Hao Tong Lee, speaking of disappearing for a while, coming on strong. He had a pretty awful last year. He missed almost every cut. And apparently missing his home in China, he went home and came back, and he seems to be back in action with his designer correction lenses instead of contact lenses. He did a really good job talking to the media in English.
Yeah, he's a very young man still, Hao Tong Lee is. I remember him quite well from the President's Cup at Royal Melbourne because the international team down in Melbourne there was having trouble with Hao Tong Lee. He did some sort of strange things. You know, he didn't have his regular caddy for some reason. Nobody could figure that out. He had I think it was an instructor caddy for him. He played out a turn on one hole, which was just unbelievable. But he was just doing some strange things, and there was talk. We heard talk filtering out of the team room of the international team that they were actually thinking about having some sort of disciplinary action against Hao Tong Lee or maybe potentially even sending him home. He was young. He was immature. He was a phenomenal player. But he just needed to kind of grow up quickly. And it seems to me now in watching him, I haven't had a chance to really talk with him one-on-one this week, but I did talk with Ray Stozic, who helped get him the sponsor exemption because Ray's been a friend of his family forever. And it seems like Hao Tong has matured pretty quickly, and now he's back. We're seeing it the way he speaks now and the way he acts, and I think he's grown up pretty quickly.
Yeah. I on that caddy, I read in a story that the caddy wandered off to go get a cup of coffee but got lost, and that forced Hou Tong to play out of another player's bag. You know, he didn't even have his clubs. That's so strange.
Yeah, it was a weird situation. It was a weird feeling down there. We didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, you get to go around the world to all these fabulous places. Do you ever get tired of traveling?
You know, I never do, although I will tell you this. When I land in Hawaii, I'm a much happier guy than when I take off. you know, it's a much different feeling. You know, for me, as I get in toward the end of my career here, the thing that I kind of don't like is going to the NBC Golf Channel studios now, which are no longer in Orlando, Florida. They're in Stamford, Connecticut, and I like Connecticut fine, but frankly, Danielle, I like Connecticut better in June or July than I do in February. And I spent a month up there last year in February, and I'm going to have to go back up again this year in March for a few weeks. It's typically my stretch up there is between the Players and the Masters. So, you know, still, it's a wonderful job. I love it to death, but that one's a little harder getting up for traveling to than, let's say, going to Augusta for the Masters.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have a problem at all just to be on that golf course. Matt Kuchar is in third and playing, you know, Matt Kuchar-like. Boy, he's like rock solid all the time. Matt Kuchar. Apparently, you know, he loves Hawaii, he loves the course, and he's been here forever. It's wonderful to see him playing so well. He had a 64 and a 65. Goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good long talk with Matt last night down on the beach here in front of the hotel, and we were just talking about life in general and Kohana Iki. I'm going to be over there next week. So is he. His wife, Sivi, and two sons are over there now. I wouldn't be surprised to see him show up if Matt were to be leading at the end of this round for tomorrow. But I just love Matt's attitude. You know, when he's over there, he plays in the skins game with the members at Kohana Iki, and he just kind of hangs. He's one of the guys. And he was telling me that yesterday after his round, he went into the grill room here at Waialae. And Tom Rohr, my old boss at Kapalua, was telling stories at a place we call the Smart Table in the men's grill there. And Matt he'll sit down and talk to anybody. It's amazing to me at this stage of his career, Danielle, he's changed his putting grip again. Oh. So early in his career, he didn't have the putter at all anchored against either one of his arms. He just putted naturally, and off he went. Then all of a sudden, he made this huge change where he decided to go to an extra long putter and anchored against his left arm. Putted that way for a while, but putted quite well, and somehow in the off season now has decided, well, I'd be better off trying something else, and so now he's got it anchored against his right arm, which is another issue for us to discuss someday.
Yes.
You've heard me use the word anchored here three times.
Yes.
I still believe it's anchoring, and I don't think they should be allowed to do that, but now he's got it anchored on his right arm. And he's making everything. So he is totally thrilled and really looked forward to this upcoming season.
Well, you know, that anchoring thing, I see guys with it against their arms all the time, and I'm just irritated. That's not putting. We will save that for another time. This is Sony Open in Hawaii Week, and we're talking with Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator. Seth Rayner designed the Waialae Country Club. In the 60s, the course was completely rearranged. The Hilton was put on the property. It was the Hilton then. What were very long holes along the ocean front were gone. Tom Doak was called in by the Waialae Country Club membership to kind of bring the Seth Rayner back to the course. Is that done, to the best of your knowledge?
No, I hope it's not done. You know, the club really has decided to do it in stages, and so part of it is renovated. The par threes are. It's interesting. One of the big things Doak did was try to restore the character of Seth Rayner's four par threes. And typically he had four template holes that he put on a course back in the 20s when he built them, while I was no exception. So he's got what's called a Beritz hole. That's number four here at Wileye. It's a huge long green with a bunch of dips, and the green is everything at Beritz. He turned the fourth hole here into that. That was Seth's original thought. Short hole number seven, there's always a real short hole, surrounded by bunkers. And then he's got the 11th hole, which is an Eden hole. It has the characteristics of the 11th hole at St. Andrews, which is the Eden hole. And then he has the 17th hole, which is a Redan hole, totally different from what it was 10 years ago. It's now got a high front right side, and everything slopes to the left. Those holes are fantastic. What hasn't been changed are some of the holes that were renovated back 30 years ago by Desmond Muirhead and Rick Smith. So you've got holes like 2 and 3 now that are right next to the old-style holes, and these are two modern-looking holes still, with a lake in the middle that's got a cement liner to it, and it looks like two modern holes. Huh. So Wileye's not done yet by any means if it's going to be totally restored.
Yeah.
It's hard, though. You know, it's a busy club. It's got a lot of members, and they decided to piecemeal the renovation, and it's taking quite a long time. I would love to see it all kind of done at once and really turn it back totally to a Seth Rayner restoration.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. But again, as you say, you know, it's the members, and they have to be committed to the same thing, and they want to play golf. We're going to bring a beautiful young lady, Sid Okino. She is the head professional at Pearl Country Club, and I'm sure she's played Wileye. I wanted to ask her some questions, and of course, Mark Rolfing will stay with us. After Sid is with us, it's Kevin Carl and David Havens, PGA, who's now the Aloha Section PGA president. We'll be back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
And here comes the Sony Open PGA Tour stars hit Wileye January 10th through the 16th. You can get up close to the action with your ticket to get in all the things you can watch. You talk about as adults or kids, you can introduce them and take yourself over there and take a look at how they're playing. You'll learn a little bit of something at the Wileye Country Club. Go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com to get your tickets and be sure to read all the information. Full vaccination with a current photo ID is a requirement, or a proof of negative COVID test taken in the last 48 hours prior to entry with a current photo ID, and masks must be worn indoors and outdoors. There's also the friendsofhawaii.org charity fundraiser. Now, this is really cool. You go to friendsofhawaii.org, scroll down, and you'll see a long list of charities. If you make a donation there until January 26th at 4 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time, not only will all that money that you donate go to that charity, but there'll also be a little boost from the Friends of Hawaii Charities.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Sid Okino graduated from Punahou in 2011. She went on to play college golf at University of Washington, where Peter Jung is playing. And after graduating, she went straight to Japan to play professional golf. She stopped in 2021. And now Sid Okino, head professional, Pearl Country Club, doing private lessons as well. She's an instructor for Casey Nakama Development at Pearl Country Club, assistant coach for men's and women's golf teams at Hawaii Pacific University. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sid Okino.
Hey, Danielle, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Mark Rolfing is with us as well. So Mark may be asking you some questions. I was wondering, what's it like playing with no wind at Waialae? Is it wonderfully easy?
I'll never say it's easy, but I definitely think it makes it easier. I know the conditions with the greens, they can get pretty fast. They grow out the rough out there. It can still be pretty tough. But with no wind, I feel like they can definitely attack pins a lot more. The ball stop a little bit easier. But yeah. I think that's why the scores were so low. It was pretty amazing to see the cut line at 5 under.
Exactly what Mark was talking about, right, Mark?
Yeah, and the other thing about the fairways, this rough is as high. And hello, Sid. Good morning to you. Keep up the good work out there, Pearl. I'm hearing lots of good things. But these fairways are so soft right now. The 18th hole at Waialae Country Club has been the hardest fairway to hit on the entire PGA Tour. For the last 5 years, it's a very sharp dog leg left. Typically, the numbers are about 40% or even under 40% of players hitting that fairway. But the ground is so soft this year that it's actually made that tee shot a lot easier. The ball's landing and stopping. So the fairways are easier to hit. Guys are staying out of the rough. And there's just absolutely no fear on the greens. Yesterday during our telecast, you saw all day long, players were leaving putts short. Nobody is racing them 3, 4, 5 feet by. They're not fearful of any of these putts getting away from them. And constantly you're seeing these 30 and 40 footers go in left and right. Guys are holing them from everywhere.
Yeah, it's really something. Yes, Sid? Sid Okino, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. A long, long, long time ago, your father stopped our executive producer, Rick, and said, "You need to interview my daughter. She's going to be very, very good." And I'm like, "I love you, Dad." I think you were 11 years old, and when you went from, being here in Hawaii playing and then going to Washington and playing and then immediately going to Japan. What was that transition like?
It was a very quick transition. I mean, everything kind of happened so fast. I remember from the time I was in junior golf, my goal was to always play professional golf. And then once I went to college, the first couple years were a little tough. And so I kind of debated, do I want to do this? Do I not? And I was very lucky to have connections to a lot of people in Japan that still continue to watch and support me. And so by my senior year, they said, "Hey, we still want you to come out here. Please come out here if you still have any interest in playing pro." And so I took a little trip, I think that spring before I graduated, to Japan. Like, all right, I love it out here. Let's just try it out. Let's see how it goes. And then graduated in June. In July, I went straight to Japan, and it was great. I mean, Japan is, there's a lot to it, but that country, it's just so great to be in. It was a really great experience for me.
Let's say the Lotte, when played, would you want to, is there a way for you to play your way into that field?
Yeah, so they have their local qualifier out here every year, which I pretty much said I'll probably commit to always doing the Lotte qualifier and the U.S. Women's Open qualifier just to do it. It's always been a fun thing for me to do. So I think that Lotte qualifier usually is that Sunday before the tournament.
Yeah, and I hope that you'll try again. That would be fantastic to have you there. As head professional at Pearl Country Club, you must be like the first woman head professional at Pearl.
I believe so, yes.
Yes, that's really cool. I mean, it's congratulations. It's awesome. We don't have a lot of women as head professionals, and you're moving right into it. Are you doing a lot of private lessons?
I have been. I've been picking it up a lot more in the past year. It's been great. At first, I was like, oh, do I even really know how to coach? You know, because they always say when you play and coach, it's totally different. And so when I first started coaching, I was definitely felt a little clueless, but I've had a lot of great players come in, and they've been really supportive of me, and so it's been very easy to help coach them.
That's wonderful. That's Hawaii Pacific University, the men's and women's golf teams?
Yes, that's another one. I mean, I have to give a lot of thanks to Ed Kageyama. He is the general manager of Pearl, and he's also the head coach of HP. So he kind of gave me a lot of these opportunities just to learn everything I can and just get thrown everything at me and just figure out what I like and what I don't like. But yes, it's Hawaii Pacific, the coaching, it's been fun. It's been fun. The kids have been really great to work with, and they all listen, which I thought was pretty shocking because, you know, when I was in college, I didn't listen all the time. These guys are great.
I've had one of those experiences where all of a sudden the whole classroom is looking at you and saying, yes, more, you know, and it's like stunning. Well, that's fantastic. Give us a tip, okay? Let's see, what conditions would be, usually it's windy, you know, and we talk about the wind conditions. So when you're playing with no wind, is it really target golf? Give us an idea.
No wind, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much what Mark was saying. There's like no fear, you know, you just attack the pin, especially if the fairways are soft. You can attack really all the lines you want on the fairway, and it just brings you so much more confidence. So once there's no wind, really, I mean, the course conditions get a lot easier, I'd say. And then it all kind of comes down to, yeah, if you can just make all your putts in the end.
All right. And then what is the one thing that most people ask you to teach them when you have a private lesson?
You know, I have private lessons from as young as 8 till...
Oh.
Fairly on the older side, but they all, you know, I think with this age right now in golf, a lot of them just want to hit the ball really far, you know, especially with Bryson DeChambeau and all these guys coming out here just whacking it just millions of yards away. But so a lot of them actually want me to teach them, like, oh, what are certain moves I can do to hit the ball farther, which I think is funny because I don't tend to hit the ball that far, but you know, you kind of pick up what to do and how to teach them and all the different speed and movements you can do. So
that's cool.
Kind of been the number one thing.
Yeah,
they all come to me, I want to hit the ball farther. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Mark, what's the news on DeChambeau's wrist? He didn't play Sony because of his wrist injury. I hear it's been actually bothering him for a long time.
Yeah, we didn't have any indication last week, Danielle, that Bryson had a problem. Now, there was no rough over at Kapalua to speak of. The rough never has been a big issue at the Plantation course, and I imagine he, you know, started sending out his feelers about what was wild-like this week, and he heard about how thick the rough was, and I think he probably just out of precaution decided not to play, which is kind of too bad. But you know, he's another player that is going to the Middle East here in a couple of weeks, and we are seeing it more and more. It's highly disappointing for me, and I'm sure Sid would echo this, that you know, guys are, some of the top players are skipping Sony now because they're going to get these gigantic appearance fees. Bryson DeChambeau is probably $1 million guy to show up for an event in the Middle East. And it's getting easier and easier to say, you know what, I'm not going to play the second week in January all the way out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean because I'm going to the Middle East. I don't like that. I think the PGA Tour is going to have to do something about that here in the pretty near future. And I don't know. Yeah, Bryson probably does have some wrist issues, but I also think he's protecting himself for the Middle East.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more on that one. And, you know, to the whole thing about everybody wanting to hit it farther, sometimes you've got to do what is good for your body. And forcing something that you're not really capable of, over exercising that part of your body, you're setting yourself up to hurt yourself and maybe even take the game away from yourself. And I think we all need to really take a close look at that and enjoy the game. And I know it's it's hard to tell somebody you're not to do that because you could hurt yourself and until it happens. But it's one of the worries mom has here, mom, Danielle.
Yeah, how you swing is important, Danielle. I mean, if you look at back in my time, guys didn't do the physical training that they're doing now, and they didn't swing the golf club the way they did now. But Jack Nicklaus, for example, hit the ball, so much farther than anybody else. Yet he never got injured in his career. Arnold Palmer, I mean, both those guys played in more than 40 straight Masters. And now here we have all these guys that are working out and going through all these physical regimens, and they have all these physios walking around with them in practice rounds and this and that. And everybody's getting hurt. Now, there's other factors that contribute to that, not to mention a long season with almost no off time and things like that. But there are ways, if you want to play golf for the rest of your life, to swing and to play the game that don't take the physical toll on, part of your body, like your back, for example.
Yeah.
So pay attention to that. You don't have to try and swing like Dustin Thomas, let's say, because you're going to get hurt if you do, ultimately.
Sid, if we want to take a lesson with Sid Okino, the head professional, Pearl Country Club, get instruction, Casey Nakama's Development Center for our kids at Pearl Country Club, what do we got to do to get in touch with you?
This is hilarious. I don't remember the Pearl Country Club number off the top of my head, so I'm currently looking it up on my phone, but usually everybody will contact Pearl Country Club, and it's not loading on my phone. You can look it up online. Just type in Pearl Country Club on Google.
Yes.
I know the first two numbers are 487, but I'm so bad with remembering
numbers.
Don't even
worry about it.
That would be the best
it.
Way. You contact Pearl Country Club. Get in contact with me, and if I'm not there, then I usually, they leave a voicemail, I call them back, and then I kind of give them my direct line from there.
But
that'd be the fastest way.
That's perfect. Yes. That's perfect. Sid, is there anything you wanted to talk about when I asked you to be on the show today?
I guess I have to give some love to my Pearl Country Club. We've been working really hard. I know. We've been trying to come back from a lot of our green issues, and it's been a long recovery, but Mike Kelly, our superintendent, he's been doing such a great job with his team. It's going to take some time, but slow recovery, and hopefully everyone can come back out here. We're trying to get the conditions, how it used to be when Pearl Open was out there. So we're hoping in the next couple of years we'll see a lot of turnaround, and then we can probably get some bigger tournaments out there.
Well, that'd be great, because every time I call to see if there's a tee time that I can tell people about, it's sold out. So you're doing something right on Saturdays. Sid Okino, head professional, Pearl Country Club, doing private lessons. Give them a call at Pearl. You know the number. Just look it up. Google has everything. Thanks for being on the show, Sid. Aloha.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Okay. Mark Rolfing is with us, and I wanted to ask you about this Netflix thing that Bryson DeChambeau is not going to do, but all of the players, many of them, I shouldn't say all, the top names in the game, Brooks Koepka, Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, they're all going to let cameras follow them around, not just inside the ropes, but outside the ropes. So it'll be like a day in the life of one of the guys, and it'll be on Netflix.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting project. I'm a little surprised some of these guys have agreed to do it. Nobody's getting paid directly to do it, although all their sponsors and all, the people that manage their brands think it's a phenomenal idea. Netflix has such a tremendous reach, and all of them watch Netflix all the time. And so I think that's why they're interested in doing it. But this is the direction we're headed. Danielle. I really believe 10 years from now, when I'm totally retired, there won't be a Golf Channel anymore. I don't see a life, you know, 10 years from now for a Golf Channel. And I really am not sure you'll see much golf on TV. I think everybody will be watching it on their phone and through different delivery systems. You know, the traditional ones are having trouble. Cable TV is really in trouble in general. ESPN, you know, is losing viewers left and right. And, you know, now we're starting to hear that companies like Apple, Apple may well win the bid for the Major League Baseball rights in the next negotiation that's actually going on right now. So the Apples, the, you know, Amazons, the Netflix, those kind of places are where you're going to see more and more of the live golf. And one of the things that they want to do through this Netflix series is let the viewers get to know these players a little bit better and create a rooting interest. You know, I've talked about this before. Rooting in the game is the most important thing. And so they want you to, you know, either root for a player or root against him. Now, Tony Finau, who is going to root against Tony Finau?
I don't know.
I can't think of anybody. But yet, I think if Netflix could create a way to have some people root against him, that would probably be ultimately good.
Ultimately good. You know, I can see Bryson being that, you know, that both sides, some for, some against. Let's bring Kevin Carl, Honorary President, Aloha Section PGA, Head Professional, Wildlife Country Club. Sony Open in Hawaii, welcome into the clubhouse. We weren't sure that we would see you this morning. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Mark Rolfing's with us, too. Mark.
Good morning, Kevin. Mark. Nice plan. Good plan.
Thank you. Thank you. Would have loved to have been playing this weekend, but now I got to put the other hat on.
Yeah, yeah. And I appreciate you being here. What was it like? Tell us about, you had a really great first round, if memory serves. And what happened? You know, I don't mean what happened. You played well in both rounds, but give us an idea.
You know, it was, this is the third time I've played in the tournament. Second time since being the head pro at Wailea Country Club, but just the support from our membership was just, it was overwhelming. It was everywhere I went. It was awesome. It really was. But, yeah, I could have made some more putts. My putter was streaky at times, hit the ball decent, but overall very happy with the way I played.
Excellent. That I would be too. Yeah. And now, we were talking earlier with Mark and I were talking about the Tom Doak work that's been put in. What did you, do you like the way the new, if you, you know, you've played it several times, you've played Wildlife probably more times than you can tell us. Do you like the new greens?
I do. I really do. Obviously 17 gets probably the most talk of any of the greens, and a couple of practice rounds, I was talking to some of the guys about it. And the one thing that came up was for a better player, it's one dimensional. And I can understand that argument where you just, there's one way to play it. But Tom Doak really didn't design the course for the tour. He was really thinking that the average player, and the average player is going to hit the ball short of that green and run it up and use the hill to bring the ball down to the hole location. So, other than 17, I think overall there's been a lot of positive comments from even the tour players as well. But I personally, I love it. I think it gets the course back to a Seth Rayner golf course and brings that feel back. It was a bit of a mixed play golf course prior with, I want to say, four different designers.
Yeah, yeah. And now what's the next stage? You know, we're doing this kind of like one stage at a time. What comes up next?
You know, there's really not much left. I think, let's see, I guess think in terms of tournament numbers here, I apologize. So it's normally our third hole, so that would be 10, 11, the 12th hole. I think that green has been talked about. Might see something along the lines of a double plateau there. And tournament number 9 green, there's talk of maybe giving that a little more teeth, obviously a 495-yard par 5 for the tour is a par four. But that's, I think, beyond that, there's really not much left.
Mark, did you want to come in?
Oh, no, I'm just kind of listening. Yeah, you know, Kevin, first of all, great plan. It was amazing to me how low the scores were. I looked at this rough when I got here, and I thought, you know what? This is going to be one of the tougher weeks at Wildlife. But, of course, I could not imagine, you know, that we wouldn't have any wind. The prediction early in the week was that we're going to be southwest winds, you know, pretty much every day, maybe from 10 to 12 miles an hour. And as you know, Kevin, it doesn't take a 20-mile-an-hour wind to make Wildlife tough with this rough. A 10-mile-an-hour wind would do it, but it's just absolutely nothing, and the fairways are pretty soft, and so guys are getting it in play. But in terms of the renovations and the work that Doak has done, I absolutely love it. I would love to see it keep going, frankly, and the more it could be restored to the original look and feel and playability, and you're so right, Kevin, about the options. One of my holes that I'm calling is the 17th hole, and there are so many different ways to play that thing. Nobody could get the ball back to the hole yesterday, which was in the back right corner. The reason they couldn't was because you just could not afford to go long or right. And I really like that. Wildlife has become more of a strategic place now that these renovations have been put in place.
It's awesome. Kevin?
Yeah, funny story with the rough. So this is the first year the tour wanted the rough a little longer. So they initially wanted a 3-inch rough. And so we set the mowers at 3 inches, and then January 1st storm came through, and by the time we got out to the rough, it was at 6 inches. So we compromised at 4 inches without scalping the rough, and so we started the week at 4 inches. So yeah, it is healthy out there.
Everything in Hawaii right now is healthy. It's like you drive along the highways, and there you talk about rough. It's greening, certainly. It's great to have the PGA Tour come to Hawaii every year. And you're doing such a terrific job, Kevin, at Wailea Country Club. You're a busy man because you're teaching, I imagine, as a head professional. You do a lot of teaching. You take care of making sure everything is kind of in place. Tell us a little bit about what your day's like.
Oh, we wear a lot of different hats. Everything from, I was leading up to the tournament, we're prepping for our spring member guest tournament. So I was actually working through our menu with our chef and even looking at tournament prizes and trophies. So I sent an email yesterday to a company back east that does these beautiful wood trophies. So a lot of different hats. Obviously, that's one of them with our tournaments. Lessons as well. Yeah, we have a very, very active membership. We did a fair amount of lessons in 2021. We were almost double what we did any previous year.
Wow.
The game of golf is really in a great spot right now, and it's alive and well. Why?
Well, so if you're thinking about going into the business of golf and becoming a head professional, doesn't mean you're going to be playing or teaching golf the whole time. You see, you have a whole lot of hats to wear. Makes it kind of interesting, a very interesting job. Kevin Carl, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there something we've left out that you'd like to touch on?
No, I think. Thank you for having me on the show and gosh, Mark, thank you for always being such a great supporter of the state. And, boy, the course looks so good on TV. I'm excited to watch this weekend.
Right on.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend.
Right on. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, we're going to take a break. And, Mark, can you stay with us, or do you need to fly off and do what you know, go to work?
I'd like to fly off if I could. You got some great guests behind me, and frankly, I'm talking so much these days that by 5 o'clock at night, I've almost lost my voice.
Yes.
So I got to conserve a little energy today.
Totally understand. And I thank you for being with me this week. And I'm looking forward
to it again next week.
Come
on. We got Big Island Golf next week.
Right.
Let's do it again next Saturday.
Yay. I'm always thinking about following the foursome when it was it a skins game? that I, you know, it's.
Oh, my heavens. Were those the days or what?
Yeah. And that's what I think of when I think of the Big Island. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. And we'll come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
David Havens, PGA President, Aloha Section PGA, Aloha Section PGA Player of the Year, rather PGA of the Year, and founder of Spare for Change, which he does in addition to being Maui Nui's Havens Experience. You're a very busy person. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, Danielle, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be on here. It's been a long time since you and I have had a chance to talk.
I know. Everything was kind of like stopped in 2020. And then in 2021, did you start firing up Spare for Change again?
We did. You know, it hasn't been too busy at our booth down there. I want to touch on something Kevin was talking about with the rough and what Mark was just talking about.
Okay.
There's been people coming in our booth down there for our free lessons that we're going through the LOS section PGA. And there's been a couple comments about the grass and the tents being high. And we just tell them it's tournament condition lessons. The rough down there is really strong and it's really awesome. But the people that come in there, they're getting a great lesson, getting some tips so they can either use them next week or maybe they went running for the golf course in the driving range yesterday afternoon.
Now,
Dave, going back to Spare for Change.
Yeah, just a second.
Just a second.
Let's make them really clear. So David Havens is president of the Aloha Section PGA. And the Aloha Section PGA every year sets up lesson tents. They're free. You get a free, is it 15 minutes, David?
Well, it varies based on how busy we are. If there's no one around and it's not very busy, it's more like 8 to 10 minutes. But if it's busy, normally it's 3 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
Just so it's courtesy to others to get more people in there. So, because you can do a lot of good damage in 3 to 7 minutes in a golf lesson.
A lot of good damage.
So, yep.
Yeah,
you can make a lot of change in 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's good. So, I love that. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, so, when you're going to Sony Open in Hawaii, of course, you got to get your ticket. And to do that, you have to have your vaccination card to show and your ID to show. And remember, you have to wear your mask indoors and outdoors. It you just keep it on the whole time. And if you're, you know, like me, you travel with a bag because you're carrying everything. Well, you can't. They don't have any storage place. So this year, don't bring a bag. Just bring what's necessary, a little bag that you can carry with you everywhere. Fanny pack is what I keep thinking of, or a little backpack, something like that. So, David Havens, going back to Spare for Change, you are also, you making clubs for people?
I am. It's just on a limited basis. I knew that there would be a little bit less patronage this year. I brought over just a limited amount of supplies. I didn't know what it would be like this year, but it's been really good getting back in the game.
Yes.
I miss doing this kind of thing. And, you know, I probably made 30 clubs in the first two days. I brought over enough stuff to do maybe 100, 110. And that the kids that we made clubs for yesterday, and all 30 were kids. It was so much fun because see these kids walking away with that club and they're jumping around and you think that could be the next Michelle Wee. That could be the next great player that we see on television in 20 years. And we may not remember that we gave them that club, but that was their starting point. And it's nice to be part of that to where you can make that happen for these kids. I explain to them when I make their club that golf is spoken all over this planet, that golf is a resume skill. Golf is something that can be used for everything you do in this life. So if you get a chance to learn it, it's a great thing. And a golf club is a starting point.
Spare for Change, the basis of it, tell us how it started and what you're doing.
Well, my wife and I, we started the nonprofit in 2011. And it was my give back to the game. I grew up with the childhood that you were hoping to play baseball. And I wanted to play baseball in college, but golf was my thing. Golf took me all over this planet after playing college golf. And Spare for Change was my give back. I came across a situation one time where people couldn't figure out what to do with their old clubs, and they were telling me that they have a garage full of stuff that they'll never use again. And I knew probably 10 or 15 kids at the time when I was working at Kanapali Golf Courses. And I thought, this would be such a simple fix where I could be the good middleman. And I could take in the clubs, cut them to size, get them in the hands of the kids and people that need them, even the adults. Years before I started working at Kapalua, 2004, Gary Planos hired me in 2004, and they used to cut down all their rental sets. And I thought, what a magic idea. The shafts are not right for the kids, but a kid needs something to swing that's the right size. And if they have a club to where they can go swing with their friends or mom and dad, it's pretty magical to see their face once they get a chance to swing something that works for them. But since Susan and I started this nonprofit, we've given out probably 35,000 plus clubs over those years. and that's kids and adults, because there are plenty of kids out there with clubs now, but I want the adults. I want the parents to have clubs, and if they play golf, the kids will play more golf.
Yes.
And we're in a situation right now where we've got a huge boom going on with golf, and we have to cultivate it. And that includes all of our Aloha Section PGA members and associates doing everything they can to do lessons and be involved with these kids and families. And so far, we're doing a good job with it.
Well, I like it because what you can do, of course, is you can go to the Sony Open in Hawaii and you can go have a club made and then you can get a lesson with your new club. It's perfect. And you walk out with your club and then you can take your club to the driving range and exercise what you've just learned so that it becomes rote memory. It becomes, you know, part of you. It's perfect. It's a great idea.
Danielle, yesterday, one of the dads was, he goes, well, this is great, but I was expecting a full day here. Now my daughter wants to go to the driving range, so we have to go. So sometimes I'm not always the hero.
Well, you know, yeah, that's and of course it's his daughter, right? So, you know, dads can't say no. That's adorable.
I have a daughter and it's hard to say no.
Yes, of course. There's the biennial Aloha Section Hawaii Golf Industry Conference. Is that on for this year?
Well, on Monday, Danielle, we're having a section board meeting, and we're going to work on topics such as that. So I couldn't give you a concrete answer this morning.
Sure, sure.
But, I would hope that we can get that going. And there's a lot of other things we're looking at to get jump-started for this year and for next year. You had Kevin Carl on earlier. He was president the last couple of years, and he had a really tough position to work with. The man did a great job, and I want to say thanks to him. He's been outstanding through this whole process. He served this section with a lot of skill during tough times. And I'd like to say the same thing about Wes Wailihua. Yeah. With all the restrictions and things that were dumped on golf to keep golf up and running, Wes and Kevin did a great job for us, for all of us in the section. And whether they know it or not, those two guys made a big difference in keeping the doors open this the past couple of years for the golf courses here in Hawaii.
Oh, absolutely, because remember, in case everyone's forgotten, we were, you know, all the golf courses were shut down, and then all of a sudden it was like, well, you know, actually golf is probably the safest sport to play, and it's healthy, and you can get outside, and as long as you do certain things, then you guys can keep on playing. And so all of a sudden, hey, you know, it opened up the world to the game of golf, and people went, this is kind of fun. We're outside with our friends, and it's a lovely day, and it's a gorgeous golf course, and it's fun. So, and there grew the game, you know, and as you said, David Havens, PGA and president of the Aloha Section, PGA, it's important to keep that going by, I don't know, you know, what you're doing is terrific. You're, you know, spare for change and giving somebody a club, whether it's a grown-up or a small person. I've seen David cut a club for somebody that, you know, didn't reach my knee. It was adorable. She was so cute. And she was so excited to have this little golf club. And it was, you know, and she was little, this little tiny, tiny girl. And just excited as all get out, watching you, you know, with your, what is that saw that you use, that blade saw that you cut there. And he's doing, he's got all the things, the clamp is there, everything's in place so that, you know, he can make these clubs.
Hacksaw. It's,
hacksaw. That's it. Good old hacksaw. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm an old Yankee workshop. I just use all the the manual labor tools. There's no, there, no power tools at the Sony. But it's going back to that little girl walking away yesterday with her dad that was military. He was a career military man, and I told him thanks for his service. And as he's walking away, and that little girl is jumping around with that club, going back to that little girl, carrying all this stuff into the tournament and bringing all this stuff from Maui. There's a couple times where I dropped my luggage or I hit my elbow.
Oh, yes.
And I'm wanting to swear. And I just think, all of this is worth it now because of that one little girl.
There you go.
And there were two little boys yesterday. And you just think, man, if these kids can take that club and try it out and do something with it, all that's worth it. And so, and that's why my wife and I started this nonprofit, and it's been so rewarding. And we've got chapters, and I have a little girl that runs Spare for Change California Her name's Gabriella. She came out here 1 year and made golf clubs with me, I think, in 2019. She was out here. She's probably 15, 16 years old. She runs Spare for Change California. She can build clubs like I can. So clubs on the West Coast get shipped to her. We have a Spare for Change Colorado, and we have Spare for Change Virginia. Because a lot of times people have clubs in Mississippi, and they don't want to ship it to Maui.
No.
So we came up with, we've been trying to put them in different spots. And when I leave here from Sony, I'm going to Orlando to the LPGA events, the Hilton events in Orlando. And I'm going to build clubs there at the LPGA event next week.
Fantastic. That's the PGA show, right?
Well, it's the week before the PGA show, so I'm going to stick around. And then we have some, we have the PGA show, and then we have a couple of things. It's election year for the next secretary of the PGA. So it starts at the PGA show.
Cool.
Where we'll get to meet the candidates and such.
Cool.
So.
Well, you know, I have some, we've got Sean Lange on the show, and he's with us right now. He's standing by, being perfectly quiet, because sometimes we hear everybody in the background. I just have this for both of you. You remember back in 2018 when we were sitting at a table? Do you remember that?
And, oh, yeah.
And the alarms went off on our phones, and we're live, and we're on the air, and we're like, what? And I pick up my phone. I pick up my phone to say, well, what is going on? And I start to read this cold, which means you've never seen what you're going to read. Reading it cold, missile.
Yeah, this is not a test.
Oh, my God.
And do you remember what you said to me? Well, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, we should just keep going. There's nothing we can do about it now.
Amen. Because it's going to be here in 15 minutes. So don't go driving nowhere. Yeah. But I have good news.
Yes.
The tsunami advisory is canceled for Oahu. Yeah. Okay? They just canceled it 3 minutes ago. So, you know.
Outstanding.
Outstanding is right. They didn't expect a wave.
We always have something that makes it exciting for our Saturday morning, Danielle.
Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it the truth? And we're just like, what? When I woke up this morning and I saw that, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Hey, Sean. Excuse me. Steve, are you there?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Sorry. I don't know what I was thinking there for a minute. Okay, I've got Steve Lange here, PGA. Steve Lange Golf Instruction, and you can find him
It's Sean.
It is Sean. Okay, well, I didn't hear from you, so I wasn't sure if I had your first name right.
Hey, I've been called worse. Don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Sean, as I had written, and I was crossing everything out, SeanLangeGolf.com. That's where you find him. And we're going to take a break and thank the people who make this show possible. David Havens, PGA President, Aloha Section PGA. Thank you for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking to you every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu, in case you didn't quite get that, that's K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. And here comes the Sony Open PGA Tour stars hit Waialae January 10th through the 16th. You can get up close to the action with your ticket to get in all the things you can watch, you talk about as adults or kids, you can introduce them and take yourself over there and take a look at how they're playing. You'll learn a little bit of something at the Wailea Country Club. Go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com to get your tickets and be sure to read all the information. Full vaccination with a current photo ID is a requirement, or a proof of negative COVID test taken in the last 48 hours prior to entry with a current photo ID, and masks must be worn indoors and outdoors. There's also the friendsofhawaii.org charity fundraiser. Now, this is really cool. You go to friendsofhawaii.org, scroll down, and you'll see a long list of charities. If you make a donation there until January 26th, at 4 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time, not only will all that money that you donate go to that charity, but there'll also be a little boost from the Friends of Hawaii Charities.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I just want to congratulate all the players in the Sony Open. We had Garrett Okamura, Chan Kim, Kevin Carl, Peter Jung, Jarrett Sawada, and Parker McLaughlin all on, and it was fabulous to have 6 Hawaii guys playing in the Sony Open in Hawaii. Sean Lange, PGA, he's with us. He's SeanLangeGolf.com. He is Sean Lange Golf Instruction. He is Aimpoint Express certified. I'm going to do something completely different. Sean, what do you want to talk about?
Well, Danielle, it's been a long time since I've been back on your show. I think it was back when you said 2018, when David and I and I think Kevin Carl was, sitting down at your table, and we had that fun missile crisis this morning. That was my last memory of being on your show. But I always enjoy hearing inspiring stories from David Havens and kind of getting the inside scoop from Kevin Carl in the tour event. My career basically took off and started out here in Hawaii, and you know, I was under the guidance of Jerry King, and I know you know Jerry extremely well. So, you know, it's just nice to talk about some golf topics. I've had the luxury of being over at the Century the last week and then come over here to the island of Lanai and actually just got married the last few days. So I'm kind of enjoying some quality time with my new wife and looking at the beautiful whales off the coast of the Four Seasons. So very, very blessed.
Wow. I had no idea you were at Four Seasons. I thought you, you know, wow. Thank you for, I apologize for interrupting your honeymoon.
It's all right.
Okay. One of the best images I've ever seen on any website teaching golfers is on your website, SeanLangeGolf.com. Your hands-on approach, your with a student, you're holding the club while you take them through the swing so they can feel the club and the club head and where it needs to travel. That is brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I think you get a lot of different types of golfers. You get, you know, players from all walks of life that, you know, they want to learn different skills, and, you know, certainly their learning patterns and learning conditions are conducive to how a player has to be coached. And you know, ultimately the information that they're given or the task that they're given to get better with a skill. You know, David's an excellent teacher as well, but he'll build a club. And, you know, I've always kind of looked at, you know, once the golf club is built and the player has a golf club that it somewhat fits them, then it gives us the opportunity to provide them with more insight on how to actually use it in a more effective pattern. And quite frankly, golf instruction needs to be simple. It needs to be a simple task
that's given to a player in a simple, communicated way so they can understand it and they can go run with that new task and they can become a better player. They can get more joy in the game because that's ultimately what we're going after. We're trying to grow the game. We're trying to get more people to play this great game, whether they go through aim point classes. I'm hosting two elite junior camps at Kapalua this upcoming summer. That's a joy of mine. I love working with a high level player, but I also love working with a player who wants to develop their game. And, you know, no better than a 13 to 18 year old that's getting ready for high school golf or college golf. And they want to spend a week with me at the Kapalua Resort. So, I mean, it's all, like I said, all walks of life. Obviously the folks that listen into your show, I remember quite a few of them when I was, working for Greg Nichols at Coalina. That was probably one of the first few times that I really got on your show was when we had the LPGA event.
Yes.
And, you know, I think you're a big voice on the islands, and I certainly appreciate you letting us chat and catch up.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And you'll have to let me know when we can talk before you do the Kapalua event, because that would be a lot of fun to get the word out again that you're going to be at Kapalua doing Aimpoint Express certified for, you are Aimpoint Express certified. You're doing the Aimpoint clinics for kids. Is it for adults? Can they sneak in and watch?
So these are actually in July and in September, and they're basically Monday through Friday elite player camps where we do have some Aimpoint training, but we incorporate a lot of this into on-course coaching. So we'll actually physically go play the plantation course, go play the bay course, have access to their academy where it all started in my career, and really just, you know, build fundamentals and build a foundation that helps these, you know, elite juniors build a golf game, and a golf game that you know, like David mentioned, it's a lifelong game. It's something that you add to your resume. And if you play high school or if you play college golf, it's just something that you just add to that. And so those camps are going to bring players in from honestly all over the West Coast. I've got players from California and the Pacific Northwest that are going to be coming in for that camp. And certainly I'll have a few open spots for kids that are, you know, local on the islands, but would definitely love to jump back on the Danielle Tucker show anytime late spring, I think would be ideal, or anytime in the spring we can definitely catch up and continue to throw some fun ideas out there.
That's wonderful. Now, are you still involved with the Wounded Warriors?
So Joe Groman, when I left Southern California PGA section, Joe Groman obviously was a huge driving force for the, I think it's called the Heroes Tour and the Wounded Warriors. I'm a huge supporter, and unfortunately I've kind of lost touch with being involved with the Wounded Warriors project and the Heroes Tour, but, you know, I know it's in great hands because obviously Joe and Roman and the rest of their team, it's just grown so much over the years, and, you know, the ability to utilize some of the tools and the training that they've had to work with some of these, military personnel that, you know, devoted their life to protecting this country. And they've, you know, they've lost a leg or they've dealt with something radical in their life. And these guys have the wherewithal to teach them to hit a golf ball. And, besides and regardless of what types of injuries they're dealing with, it is an amazing thing to watch. I am one of the, I think my title is a master staff instructor with the Patriot Golf Foundation.
Oh, great.
And that's where my life's gone. Mike Malaska is basically our Patriot Golf Foundation. He's our director of instruction and dean of instruction. And quite frankly, that's the direction that we're going on. Planning Patriot Golf Foundation clinics and essentially golf tournaments that raise awareness, raise funds for the foundation. And I've got a couple opportunities in the Northwest that we're going to host these clinics with golf tournaments, and it's just going to be a fantastic thing. So I've shifted directions. I've gone that direction versus sticking with the Heroes Tour, but I know Joe does some great stuff.
No, I'm really glad to hear it. Steve Greiner, PGA, he's my inspiration for the way that he's worked and created the whole foundation for all of these different organizations. It's really great to see that you're still involved with assisting men and women who, have, whatever the case may be, an opportunity after being wounded and they're in recovery, because they're always in, aren't you always in recovery in a way? And they can come together. It's such a great social experience. And I keep trumpeting this because we really need to know that golf is great to get outdoors and to get together with people. And what it does is it brings all different people together in under this wonderful umbrella. And you don't got to be great at the game. You just have to go out and be fun to be with, or not even fun to be with. You can just be quiet and walk along and listen to everybody's chit chat. That's really what's going on. I think Bob Bupka is trying to get in, and we're going to give the phone. Nani is my most wonderful person. She's helping me. My phone's ringing in the background. So,
Danielle, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure having you. And do stay in touch with me. Let's organize a little bit more frequent so we can talk about lessons and what you're doing. Aloha. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey,
and congratulations. Congratulations. And you picked the most beautiful place, perfect place. Had she ever been to Lanai before?
We have.
Okay.
Scott Ashworth is very gracious with having us here. And we had about a 30-person wedding 2 days ago. It's just a special place. But, yeah, we are very blessed. So thank you again, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back.
Aloha.
Right after this, and Bob Bupka is going to help wrap up the show. Always like the final comments from Bob. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com. Or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Got a high surf advisory for the north and west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and the north facing shores of Maui. We do not have a tsunami advisory. It has been canceled for Oahu. Happened major volcanic eruptions off Tonga, created some waves. We weren't expecting to get a large tsunami. We were hoping not to, of course, but what we did possibly get was some sea level rise and some very difficult currents, and we were all urged not to get into the water. It's going to be partly cloudy every day, it says here, until Wednesday, with isolated showers. The low about 66 to 61 degrees. Winds are variable, 5 to 15. So we're not going to get much wind for Sony. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK and host in the grill room with Bob and Jay. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Danielle. I know one thing. Most of the United States would love that weather forecast you just gave out because the East Coast of the U.S., it's going to be brutal. They're talking temperatures around a zero with maybe 20, 30, 40 mile an hour wind. So great to be talking golf with you. Great to be talking about the Sony Open. Boy, it was always one of my favorite stops to sit there with Danielle Tucker, looking out of the media room, right onto the beach, right into the ocean. I mean, it was paradise. I didn't know how good I had it.
It was. I'll never forget when you and Janice drove up to the tournament in that open little vehicle that you got. It was like you drove all the way from, I don't know, Waikiki to Waialae in this two-seater. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. You know what I remember the most? Going back, it was a little mini motorcycle that had a sidecar on it and had Janice in that sidecar. We're heading back down to our hotel, and I see these headlights. I said, wait a minute, Janice, we're below the headlights. It was a bus coming the opposite direction. We had to make sure we get off the road. But, I mean, it's scary when vehicles with headlights are higher than where you're sitting on the road. An incredible experience. And one other thing, a couple of things. Let me get them in real quick. I remember about the Sony Open. It was the only event on the PGA Tour where we got to eat the food that the players got to eat. Of course, we didn't get to sit with the players. They had their own sitting area, but we were eating their food, and it was delicious. And then I think you got to remember back 2013, our current leader, Russell Henley, had won the event.
Yes.
And he was at the 18th green. You know, we had our normal group in the media center, maybe 12, 15 members of the media. And we see Russell coming, and he's on the cell phone. What Russell didn't remember, he was on the speakerphone. And when he got into the media center, what we heard was, Russell, this is your mother. You're not smiling enough. I want you to smile more. You just won a golf tournament. Smile, Russell. And all of a sudden, then he realized it was on speakerphone. And we were privy to a private conversation by Russell Henley's mother, and a very joyous Russell Henley. It was his first victory, and now pretty good shape after a couple of rounds. Three-stroke lead, I understand.
Yeah, he's doing just fine, having a wonderful time. I remember that year, and didn't he smile pretty broadly when he saw everybody watching?
He did. You got to listen to your mother, number one. So if your mother tells you to smile, I don't care if you just won a PGA Tour event, you better do it. And, you know, there's a lot to smile about Waialae. And when I first come to learn, my first trip out there, that course was designed by a very famous architect by the name of Seth Rayner. And Seth got his influence for golf courses, both from Shinnecock and National on Long Island. Matter of fact, a couple of holes out on Wailea that are duplicates of National Golf Links. And unfortunately, Seth passed away a year before Wailea even opened. But that's why it has stood the test of time. It is really, really one of the great golf courses on this planet. And I get a kick out of the fact the elevation change when we were at Maui, 500 feet. Elevation change at Wailea, 5 feet.
I'm surprised it's 5 feet.
Yeah, that might be an anthill.
Yes, indeed. It would be nice to see Russell win again. Hao Tong Li is right behind him. Matt Kuchar, Michael Thompson, Chris Kirk. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, golly. You know, the guys, I'm proud to say, and I know you join me in this sentiment, Danielle, the players currently on the PGA Tour are all good guys. They're respectful to the galleries. They're extremely respectful to the media. They get along well. I mean, there's no finer group of athletes anywhere right now than the guys that are playing on the PGA Tour. So when you say, do I have a favorite? I put it another way. I doubt there's anybody that could win that wouldn't be a favorite of mine.
Are you a politician, Bob? Have you, like, switched hats on me?
If I was a politician, I would be voting for Danielle Tucker to be governor of Hawaii.
Oh, dear, yes. Okay, so no favorites. Everybody's a good guy. You're absolutely right. These guys are very, very polite and wonderful people. And they're all going to be, you know, showing us behind the scenes. Their Netflix is going to do, follow them around with cameras. Not just inside the ropes, outside the ropes. They're going to just let them follow them. And then they're going to produce this big show. And it's being heralded as a really good thing for the game of golf. We've got about 30 seconds, Bob. What do you think?
I think it is a great thing for golf. And a quick salute to Kevin Kisner. His caddy, Dwayne Bach, was with him last week at Maui.
Yep.
And Dwayne had his daughter with him. And the Kisner family took Dwayne and his daughter on every excursion that Kevin did, every restaurant that Kevin ate at. Congratulations, Kevin Kisner. That's the kind of guy I'm talking about that's competing on the PGA Tour now.
Bob Bubka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. As always, you keep up the good work.
Thank you. You too. And thank you to Aloha Power Equipment. They have their new mega store. It's just across the street from Home Depot's Ivile parking structure on Alakava Street in Ivile. You'll find all of the Aloha Power Equipment things that you've come to count on. You know, I've always wondered about some of those steep hills. How about a robotic mower that you just set and it goes along the steep hills and you don't have to worry about it? They've got riding mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, you name it. A lot more is in that store. It's huge and it's really looking good. I mean, it's awesome. Aloha Power Equipment. It's in Waipahu and it's their new megastore on Alakava across from the Home Depot parking structure. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Come down to the Sony Open in Hawaii. It is moving day when all the players are vying for their best position heading into that final round tomorrow. SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Go there. Proof of full vaccination with current photo ID or proof of negative COVID test taken in the last 48 hours prior to entry with a current photo ID. Masks must be worn indoors and outdoors. Those are the things you need to know going. And go to Friends of Hawaii Charities. Make a donation to your favorite charity. And Friends of Hawaii Charities will give that gift a boost to increase your giving. The wave of aloha for Hawaii Charities. MD Restoration, flood, fire disasters. You need help and you need it right away. MD Restoration, any time of the day, right away if disaster strikes your home or your office, call MD Restoration. Licensed contractors, they'll do your cleanup and your repair. 528-3434. We're at radiogolfclub.com, radiogolfclub.com for the podcast. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.